We're back to the Neil Haley Show, and I'm excited first to welcome my co-host, Paul Hollis, author of the Hollow Man series and also CEO of Seniors Dash Publishing. How are you, Paul? And I know you're excited about our guest.
Good deal. Yes, we are. We have Pamela Aloya today, and she is not only an author, but a writing consultant and a medium. So we have a lot to talk about.
Thanks, Pamela, for stopping by. So tell me how you started out, I guess, writing books and then all the other entrepreneur ventures after that.
Sure. Well, first, thanks for having me. I'd like to, I guess, where I started writing books was when I loved writing as a child, totally loved writing. But then, you know, life happens and you get married, you have kids, you start working and you stop writing. And I did. That was one of the things I just stopped doing. And then I wound up having some physical issues, some health issues. And I found that going to some of the alternative therapies was the way to go for me. And once I did that, I was introduced to meditation. And I didn't used to meditate, so that this was new for me to do. And in that meditation, I realized that writing was something that was missing from my life. So I started writing some more. And I originally started writing for myself. When I first was diagnosed with some of my illnesses and I went towards the alternative therapy, I wound up having to change a lot of things in my life, my lifestyle, lower my stress, change my eating habits, things like that. So it was a big change. It wasn't just a change for myself, but it was a change for everybody, my family, friends, and things like that. So people don't talk about what you go through internally when you go through change. There's a lot of loss when you're going through change, whether it's you're changing jobs, changing life, whatever it is. So you lose things, but you also gain some things. And they don't always talk about the heartful things that are going on when that happens. So I started writing about some of the things that I thought were important, that when you go through a change, that some of these things you need to think about yourself, not just logistically, all the things that have to occur, but what's going to work for you? How do you feel about everything that's going on? What schedule is going to work for you? And remember that you're making these changes because of love in some regard. And that's how I started with my first book, which is Nurturing Healthy Change. I have that one right here. And that was a fun thing for me to do. And the more I got into meditation, I started writing some more. I made it a point to say, okay, at least a couple times a week, I said, I'm writing. And then I started working because I started having one of the alternative therapies that I tried that really helped me a lot was Reiki. And when I found out that Reiki helped with my physical symptoms, I said, I'm jumping into this with 2 feet and I'm telling everybody I can about it, right? So I did. And I found that when working with clients that, and I still feel this way today, that with some of the work that we do, the inspiration, the calm, the serenity, the stress-free, everything that we're looking for outside of us is really within us. So everything that I've written, all that I do in terms of my individual sessions and workshops and things like that are all to help people find the answers within. We're taking a little bit of responsibility for ourselves to understand our lives, our patterns, and learn how we can change aspects of ourselves if we really want to.
And so that's so interesting when you talk about that process and your passion for writing books. What got you to want to help other authors?
I have a few friends who are authors, and it's really a fun thing. I don't think people who aren't authors understand the authoring process. And it's nice to support people who are going through it too, because we can relate, we can give the support we need, we can be honest with each other, you know, to a point that people are willing to take some of that criticism back. But we're really learning, you know, it's walking with people. I'm also a certified grief coach, and I love one of the terms that we use is when somebody's going through grief, we walk with them through grief. We're not going to go in the pit with them, but we're going to walk them through what they're going through. And I feel the same way about the writing consultant piece. We're just walking you through your writing piece. Yeah.
Right. And helping them in that process. Do you do anything else to help authors as well, than just walk them through the piece?
Yes. I won't go through the whole thing. I mean, there's some people, it's amazing what writing can bring up for us emotionally, you know, and that's a lot of what I do with some of my clients too, even who are not, I mean, outside of the writing piece of it. Clients who come for energy work and meditation and things like that. We work through what is going on in your life. How can we shift how you're feeling or make the right decision or find what it is that you need to learn from the situation or step up your game for this situation so that you can expand your life to the point you want to. I mean, so many people feel, I guess, trapped or stuck with where they are. Some people don't feel like they have the power to change. And we peel off the layers and say, hey, look at this. Everybody can do this, you know?
No, it definitely seems like everybody can do it in that process. And then finally launch the book and do all those things. And what is your goal for your books? Do you look to write some more?
I do. I have actually a few more books that I have written. One of the ones that I love all my books, so I can't say it, but they're all near and dear to my heart. I have a book that's more or less a self-administered weekly inspirational way to learn about yourselves. And it's called 52 Pick Me Up. And it's a weekly, it gives it weekly inspiration. It gives some reflection exercises and some affirmations. And this has been lovely. I've gone through this several times throughout, and this was out in, I guess, 2012. So that's been a while, but I get a lot of people who still say that this is something they love to go through every so often and get back to. But one of the other books I wrote more recently was called The Daily Cloak. And that was written because there was a lot of, in the pandemic, it was written during the pandemic, and there was all this anger and angst and conflict with everything that was going on. And I also felt that there was sensitive people who didn't know how to maneuver things. We were changing, being in a workplace, being at home all the time with people we weren't used to being home with. We didn't have access to gyms and our normal outlets. So we were just festering all this emotion. So I created this book called The Daily Cloak. It is It's for everybody, but I did say it was for energetically sensitive folks who need to understand, okay, why am I being bombarded with all this energy? How am I feeling? How do I clear it? Instead of saying, hey, you need to stay over there and get away from me. How do I do this myself? How do I rely on myself to be centered and aligned with me? And that was the purpose of that book.
That's fantastic. Where's the best place people can find information on you about your writing consultations and also what you do in your books? Where can they go?
Sure. They can go to my websites. I have two, PamelaAloia.com. That's PamelaAloia.com. And if that's too hard for you to spell, you can go to soulangel.com, which is SOLANGEL.com. And there's links to everywhere. There's links to books, to my services and things like that. You can also find me on social media. Facebook is Pamela Aloia Author, and LinkedIn is also Pamela Aloia Author too.
Fantastic, Pamela. We appreciate it. Thanks.
Thank you very much
for stopping by.
Thank you. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks. Right.
You're listening and watching the Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Wow. Very, very We're powerful, Pamela. Very
having
powerful.
Some speed issues. I'm stopping it now. Yeah, it was great. It's fantastic. Because I'm stopping the recording finally.